You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Singapore, Archbishop William Goh.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is fundamentally a celebration of love. And yet, it is important for us to remember that all celebrations of the Church, all liturgical celebrations, ultimately is a celebration of God's love in different ways, different facets of His love. In fact, we already see the love of God at the Paschal Mystery when Jesus died on the cross and rose again. After the Paschal Mystery, we celebrated His ascension, which is a return to the Father so that He could send us the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the gift of God's love in person. And then this was followed by the Feast of the Holy Trinity, which is again a celebration of the Trinitarian love of God within Himself, a love that is so rich that it is poured out to the rest of humanity and creation. And last weekend, we celebrated the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. Again, a reminder of God's love for us in Christ Jesus, especially in the Eucharist. Today is the last of the solemnity during this whole period where we celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus, again emphasizing the love of God. But of course, there is a human touch to this celebration, because we know that God has no heart, so to speak. But this heart of God, this divine love of God, is expressed through the heart of Jesus, through His humanity. And of course, there is no way for us to encounter God's divine love or to speak about His love except through the use of human language, human images. For we know that the love of God is greater than whatever we can conceive. Yet this love is experienced in a very specific, concrete way through the humanity of Jesus. And that is why we can use anthropomorphic language to speak about the love of God. And so today, the three scripture readings invites us to contemplate on the love of God for us. In the first reading, taken from the prophet Hosea, we are told that the love of God is a tender love. It's like the love of a parent for a child, a mother for a daughter, or her son. That is why Prophet Hosea used the words of how God treats us as if we are His children. He said, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. I myself taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms. I led them with reins of kindness, with leading strings of love. Like an infant, I put him close against my cheeks." My dear brothers and sisters, such is the tender love of God. He regards us as His children, and He is there to protect us, to guide us, and to love us, to teach us how to walk, give us our needs. This tender love of God expressed in the first reading from Prophet Hosea should give us comfort and consolation whenever we receive kindness and love from our own parents, or from people around us. But God's love is not just a tender love. It's also a long-suffering love. Those of us who are parents will know what long-suffering love is all about. Even when our children, they are naughty, they are rebellious, they go against us, they say all kinds of nasty things about us, parents will always love them, will always forgive them. Parents will suffer even rejection from their children. And God is like that. That was how Israel treated God, and we too in our own ways. And yet God said in the first reading, "My heart recoils from it. I will not give rein to my fierce anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again." God's love is always patient, waiting for us to repent. In fact, in the reading from Prophet Hosea, in chapter 49, when Israel, who was in exile, remarked that God has abandoned them, and God said, "How could I have abandoned you? Even if a mother forsakes her child, I will not forsake you. For your name is carved in my arms, in my palms." So, my dear brothers and sisters, again, we take consolation that this love is always patient. We are reminded of the prodigal son, the parable told by our Lord. That is how the Lord loves us. Always waiting for us to change and to repent. But most of all, we know that this love of God is also a forgiving love. When he was on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And we are told in today's gospel that on the cross he was pierced on his side with a lance, and blood and water flowed. Jesus sacrificed himself because he loves us. And that is why St. Paul would later on said, God would die for us, not because we are good and holy, but he died for us while we were still sinners. So my dear brothers and sisters, when we understand that the heart of God is a heart of love, of mercy, of forgiveness, of patience, tolerance, then the work of evangelization would require us to be channels of God's mercy and compassion. This is what is expected of us all. My dear brothers and sisters, this is something for us to reflect on. Because the work of evangelization is not simply to proselytize, to make converts. It is not just about instructing people about the faith, about our doctrines. And more importantly, evangelization is really the work of proclaiming God's love and mercy. Not just in words, but in our very life. In the works of mercy, in the works of charity. Of course, that is one aspect. But also in our own personal life, which is of equal importance. It is not just enough to do humanitarian works. There are good Catholics. They are very much involved in helping the poor, voluntary service, to serve those who are in need. This is well and good. But I think the most basic form of charity is towards our loved ones, towards our office colleagues, people that we see each day, people who are close to us. If our charity does not begin there, all the other charity we do will be just a performance. How could we be more loving and caring towards people who are so far away when our very people who live in our midst, they don't hear words of kindness, of affirmation, of encouragement from us? Sometimes, if we are not careful, humanitarian works can just be an excuse not to love those at our backyard. At the same time, it can also be an excuse to justify that we have done God's work because we have helped the poor. But sometimes I feel those who are really poor are those who are in our midst. Poor of love, poor from being understood. Most of our problems in life, you know, and unhappiness, they are within our homes, in our offices. People that we relate each day, these are the people who would hurt us deeply. That is the reason why it's so important for us when we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart. The very people that rejected God were His own people, His own kind, not outsiders. So easy to love people who are outside of us. They'll be grateful. But the work of charity, of love, begins where we are. So how can we love in this manner? That is why it's very important for us to continue to contemplate on the love of God. St. Paul, in the second reading, says, "May He give the power through His Spirit for hidden self to grow strong, so that Christ may live in your hearts through faith, planted in love and built on love." It all depends on how much we are loved by God, because it is not easy to love every day, every moment. That is why it's much more difficult to love our loved ones than to love someone that we see maybe once a month. To love someone who is close to us every day, it calls for a lot of patience, a lot of acceptance of the person's weakness, a lot of tolerance, a lot of strength to keep on believing in the person, even when the person has failed us. So let us pray that God's love will be in our hearts as we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart, so that we too will have a heart of love, a heart of compassion, and a heart of forgiveness. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Grace, Archbishop William Goh. This podcast is brought to you by Catholic SG Radio.